Hello everyone, this is Fahim Jackson and this is episode 135 of my podcast show In The Know. This podcast is aimed at trying to guide people through the world with a variety of topics. Each season, there will be a particular group of topics to cover. Within these topics, I am asking questions and trying my best to answer these questions with my viewpoints of the world around me. The following introduction speech is for the topic of today. And that introduction speech is how to rehab after an injury. When I used to run track and field, as well as playing football in high school, I would get injuries. And it wasn't until I got to college and I learned how to properly rehab. Now, I didn't run in college, but I would work out in college, and through workouts, you get hurt from time to time. In my 30s, I'll feel certain feelings, then go to the gym and work that area. But I do this in a safe manner. It's because I know the way to exercise to not further hurt myself. As for you, there are ways for you to work out and repair the problem. I'll be telling you about those repair methods in this episode. Not only the methods, how to exercise and avoid these injuries, but also cause of how this manages to happen in the first place. So without further ado, I'll be going into the episode for today. Listen, enjoy, and share with your friends. Also, make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/FahimJacksonIST. What is rehab? A clear definition is the act of rehabilitating. We typically use the word rehab for alcohol and drug use. But since this topic is geared toward health and wellness, then rehabbing has to do with the work on the muscle groups in the area or proximity of the injury. If you are an athlete, you know this all too well, simply because we all have gone through some sort of rehab when we played sports. For me playing football, I had to rehab a lot. Football is a grueling sport where injuries take place on a consistent basis. You're talking about serious injuries even in setting up a practice. I also ran track and field, so leg injuries are very common to the point you learn to become irritated instead of hurt by them. Most people would see that as crazy, yet most people aren't athletes. But even when you're not an athlete, you still have to know and understand the rehab process, especially if you exercise on a regular basis. And that is what leads me into my next section. Why rehab? As for those who need to go and get rehab, why go and get their help? Well, I spoke about this previously. You have to go in rehab once you get some type of injury or strain. This means having to rest, iced, and or go to the gym and get yourself back right. For example, when I was in high school, I had injuries that required me to go and get the muscle strain, or some other injury repaired. Rehab gives you the ability to have a routine that will allow for a consistent workout pattern. You work that area or specific muscle group that gets the muscle used to working again. And once they feel like working again, you don't go hard. Start back slowly and rebuild back to where you were previously. But while you're rehabbing, you need to understand how you got here to begin with. So what are those injuries and how do they take hold? What causes injuries? Let's say you're sprinting around the track and pull your hamstring. You will quickly pull up from running. And the reason why you pull up is because you start to notice the legs feels like something popped. Now, don't be surprised if the tears start to flow down. You could also be lifting on the machine inside the fitness center. Strain yourself as well. I've done this myself when bench pressing, and it's because you usually work one area way too much. Now you have to work that area slowly back to normal. Use resistance machines, and it doesn't take much weight to get the body back right. But besides the injuries that occur from workouts or competition, you have to eat proper food and have a good rest. Resting is the biggest, simply because proper rest will affect your strength, and a weak body will lead to injuries also. Rehabbing on your own. Here's where we open the possibility of rehabbing yourself on your own. And when I say on your own, I mean figuring out what is wrong with you, then fixing it on your own. I'm able to do this because I have been working out over the years. When you have years of experience, then you can rebuild yourself back to normal. Now, when you are not someone that has a history of working out, you have to receive attention that is more along the lines of professional. And where would you get that professional aid? Well, that is where we go into the next section, to where we talk about hospital visits. When to go to the hospital. You're unsure what the issue is when you're injured. Then you need to find a way to book an appointment to the doctor's office. But I would not go to the hospital therapist right away. You need to go to the hospital so they can see what might be the problem. And if there is something wrong with the area that is injured, they will make you a note. And from here, you are sent to a specialist so that the physical therapist can give you some sort of plan. You might even perform some workouts in the physical therapist facility. The other information you might be given is for you to attend some fitness facility and work out your own. This is where you have to figure out where to attend in order to get yourself back right. And here's where we break down where we should be attending in order to get training outcomes. Where to go train. This section, I don't need to explain too much in depth. You will have to find a good fitness facility to train. Make sure there are some sort of resistance machines or bands for exercises. And I have previously stated that you don't need much weight in order for you to get back good working out and bring yourself back to health. Now let's move on to the next section. Areas to focus on. When you're rehabbing and trying to get yourself back right, you need to know what areas to focus on. And those key areas will aid in getting you back to where you need to be. So let's say you have a hamstring injury, like I said before. Then you're going to go to use the leg machine or the leg press machine, lying on your stomach, or the seated method, extended legs, or bringing the weight bar down and elevating the weights. But with a hamstring injury, you want to try to use less as possible while getting a good workout. Another leg workout would be to place ankle braces with hooks attached to the machine. Here you can work that leg to strengthen those muscles. Make sure that when you're rehabilitating an injury, that you do the same for the other side, even though that side didn't get hurt. Even though the other side is not injured, you don't want to neglect that leg because that leg will get weakened as well, and that can lead to injuries. So from here, we move into the next section. How to avoid future injuries. When lifting weights, you have a tendency from time to time to get injured no matter what. But if you want to lessen the incidence, try to work on their form. I like to bench press, and when bench pressing, there's so much that can go wrong when you have the weights over your head. You can have muscle strains or even something far worse. So make sure you are gripping the bar with enough grip. Now, there is no foolproof way to fully rid yourself of injuries, especially if you're performing a task long enough, you'll eventually get hurt. But once you have gone through a rehab process, you don't even have to go to the hospital for most of your problems. Most of the injuries will be something you can fix at the gym. It's cheaper than just going back and forth to the hospital. And that is what brings me into the next section. When injuries reoccur. As I said prior, you will be getting injured, especially if you're someone who is an avid lifter. Here's where you assess the issue before, like I said in the last section, going to the hospital. The more you lift, the more you'll notice what certain injuries are and be able to tell if they're serious enough to go to the hospital. But there are those injuries that don't hurt, yet they're chronic. And whenever something becomes chronic, you may want to check on this injury, simply because chronic injuries are a sign of something far worse that is underlying. Only thing is that if you're lifting the right way, you should not have too many injuries that keep coming back. Lastly, when injuries reoccur too often, you must be doing something wrong, so be careful and observe what you're doing. Even if you have to record the exercises for your reference, do so. Now onto the last section, which focuses on sharing what you learn. Well, with who? Sharing with the people around you. You have people around you once you get injured and then recover who have the same problems. They'll want to know what your secrets were to fix your problems. And you can share with the process you took in order to get to where you are. But don't let them, if the problem is serious, not go to the hospital. Go to the hospital if the problem persists. Now, what is interesting, you might have better luck from friends than family, because family can be some of the hardest people to convince. Yet when they hurt, it becomes something different. They'll have no problem reaching out to you. But don't take it personally. Listening to others about your health can be tough. So with this show wrap up, well, we have to ask the question why rehabilitating is good for your health. This topic can be helpful because so many people are hurt and cannot do anything about it. it sucks simply because you have this problem going on inside of you that is not in your control. Thank God for x-ray machines and scans. I've been exercising long enough to know where I can pinpoint problems without spending money to go to the doctor's office. You may not be able to do so simply because you have not been exercising as much. But if you assume that you have been exercising, then you know how to spot problems. So thank you for listening, Tan to Know. And I'll be bringing you the next episode regarding fitness and wellness. And that next episode is not wanting to exercise and go to the gym, yet it's necessary to do so for good health.